Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio program this morning on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week from the Word of God as we look at the children's song, This Little Light of Mine. We've talked over the last couple of days about, on Monday we talked about light, and from a physical standpoint, how it guides us, it helps us to see, and it comforts us. And we're looking at the song, This Little Light of Mine, throughout the rest of the week, and showing how we can make spiritual application to that. We talked yesterday about the first part of that song and how it goes, that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And how we always need to let our light shine, and that we need to let our light shine so that others can see our good works, so that that God may be glorified in everything that we do. And then we looked at some ways that we can shine our lights, and how we live our lives, and then how we treat others. And then we talked about how that we need to be workers for the Lord, and how we need to have that servant attitude and realize that it's not about me, that it's never been about me or you, that it's always been about God and doing His will. And if we get that in our minds, we'll always be willing to let our light shine. So that's the first part of the song. We've got our lights lit and everything's peachy, but you know what? The song continues and there's more to it. And this is where things really start to get serious. The second verse of that song starts off that, to hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. We get that verse from, get that out of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 15. So, hiding it under a bushel, what does that mean? Well, that means we're hiding our light. Well, why do we not need to hide our light? Well, one, if we hide our light, others can't see Christ living in us. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If others are going to see Christ living in us, we can't hide our lights. When we do that, when we hide our lights and we cover it up, people aren't able to see the blessings that Jesus has and that he's willing to give to those who are servants of his. We're doing ourselves an injustice and we're doing others an injustice by not showing our light and letting people see Christ living in us. And if we hide our lights, and not only will they not see Christ living in us, but our chances of bringing others to the light begin to fade. If we're keeping our lights covered up, people don't know who we're about and what we're about, and so we lose opportunities to bring them to Christ, and we may lose out on bringing others to the light, and that is a sin for us. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy to preach the word, to be ready in season and out of season. We've always got to have our light shining. If we don't, we're going to lose opportunities. We always have to be ready in season and out of season to be able to preach the word and bring others to Christ. In Luke, the 14th chapter, we see the parable of the Great Supper, where people weren't wanting to come to the rich man's supper, and so he was going out into the highways and the hedges to bring anyone that would be willing to come partake of the feast which he was offering. So we've got to be willing to shine our lights, because yeah, we may miss on a few, but we got to be willing to, somebody's going to catch the light and want to come be a part and see what we're all about. But if we're hiding our lights, that chance is going to fade. Let's look at the example of Peter and what he did when he, at a time where he hid his light when he shouldn't have. In Galatians chapter 2 verses 11 through 13, we see the Apostle Paul here has to confront Peter. It says, now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. So we see here Peter and Barnabas and others that were eating with the Gentiles and being a part of them and letting their light shine and showing them the gospel. Well, as soon as certain men came from James, other Jews, they withdrew themselves and separated themselves and acted like they didn't want to have anything to do with the Gentiles. Well, is that shining your light? No, that's hiding it. That's hiding your light from the Gentiles, and that's also hiding their light from those Jews that were there to show them, you know, they weren't showing them what they were about, and they weren't showing Christ living in them at this time. And so there's a great example of that. And then another reason we don't need to hide our light is because we begin to waste the talents that the Lord has blessed us with. When you think about the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, if you have your Bibles and you're following along with me, Matthew chapter 25, very familiar passage. We see the parable of the talents where a certain rich man traveling to a far country called his servants in, and he gave one man five talents, another man two talents, and then the other he gave one. And we see how the two men with the five and the two did something with the talents as they were given, but the one buried his talent. And it talks about in verse 25, he buried his talent because I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited the money with the bankers, and I could have received back my own interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to them who has 10 talents. For everyone that has will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And we see here that this unprofitable servant was cast into darkness because he wasted his talent. He wasn't letting his light shine. As us as Christians, we can take into account this. If we have many talents, each and every one of you has something that you can do. And if we hide that, we're doing a disservice to ourselves. The Bible talks about that he who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So when we think about that song, hide it under a bushel, well, that answer needs to be no, that we're going to let our light shine. That's all the time that we have for today. Hope that you'll continue our study throughout the rest of the week, and hope everyone has a blessed day. Thank you.